The Babysitter's First Time is a standalone short story featuring a younger woman, 21, and a hot older man, 37. Here is a sample to whet your appetite. I slipped my hand down my panties. All this thinking about sex had made me so wet. I began rubbing my clit. I closed my eyes and threw my head back. My body felt so fucking good. I pushed one, two, then three fingers inside me. Oh my God, it felt so good. I imagined Mr. Henson coming into the bedroom, picking me up off the bed, and carrying me in his arms. I imagined him taking me down the hallway to his bedroom and laying me in their bed. That was all I could take. I couldn't hold back anymore. I began fingering my clit furiously, and moments later I could feel the cum spilling out on my fingers and all the tension releasing from my body. For a few minutes, I lay on the bed panting and sweating. It was one of the best orgasms I'd ever had. But there was still something missing. I desperately wanted to experience that feeling with a man. Desperately wanted a man to take control of me and make me do whatever it is he wanted. A car pulled into the driveway and moments later the front door opened. Mr. Henson was home. "Phoebe, I got some food for us," he yelled. "Come downstairs if you're hungry." I had to make sure that I wasn't dreaming. My head was still a bit light. I looked down at my naked legs, then quickly got out of the bed and put my pants back on. I didn't bother putting on my panties. When I got downstairs, Mr. Henson was pouring red wine into two glasses. He turned and smiled at me. "I picked us up a pizza on the way back," he said. "I hope you're hungry." He kept his eyes locked on me the whole time. And I could have sworn that there was something sexual and flirty about the way he was looking at me. I felt myself blushing and tried to play it cool. I didn't want to give away how attracted to him I was. We ate pizza and sipped the wine in silence for a few moments before he finally said, "I hope you don't think I'm trying to get you drunk. You're over 21, right?" I was a little embarrassed by the question. I didn't want him thinking that I was just some little girl that wouldn't be able to handle herself with him. Maybe he's testing me, I thought. Whatever the case, I didn't like the question. "Yes," I replied. "I turned 21 a few months ago." "Okay, good. Because that would definitely get me in trouble," he said, raising the glass and taking a long sip. While he sipped the wine, he couldn't keep his eyes from focusing on my cleavage. I was wearing a tight V-neck shirt that really made my breasts look huge. Most guys couldn't keep their eyes off them. That didn't bother me at all. I appreciated the attention. Want to know what happens after Phoebe and the hunky Mr. Henson drink a few more glasses of wine? Subscribe for $5 a month and receive new erotic audio stories every month. Or you can purchase this complete story for $3. Whatever you do, don't miss out.